Nearly a year after a controversial cable deregulation bill passes in Wisconsin, a senator asks, where are the new jobs? In fact, a main backer of the bill, AT&T, has done the opposite and announced it's laying off 180 workers. State Senator Judy Robson voted against the bill.
Well, I'm very discouraged that the AT&T lobbyists pitched that the cable deregulation bill, a complicated telecommunication bill, would create hundreds, if not thousands, of new jobs in Wisconsin, union-paying jobs, family-supporting jobs, and instead, they are laying off union workers in Milwaukee.
She says the measure passed through a year ago without proper scrutiny.
And it was difficult for legislators to comprehend how quickly it went through.
The Beloit Democrat says the promise of creating new jobs enticed lawmakers to pass it through on a bipartisan basis.
I think that it was a move to sweeten the deal with a lot of legislators creating jobs, and at the same time, they were deregulating a monopoly.
The law was also intended to augment consumer choice in the state. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.